Mix.
Today, what am I doing wrong? Good. Okay. Today's lunch really initial sir Chaim Luz which Shai you might show the roof cross right to the series from Nachman or Mishri Schus through Shlaim Bechaim Mishri and Malki and some by Miriam Bracha Basar Malka but Chisim and Fegedina it should be Schus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So when we're starting a new simon today, simon Reish Yud Gimel, pretty simple simon, and some halachas here that are negeah. Okay, we'll start with the mechaber over here. We're going to see that the mechaber is not really the minig that we follow, but let's first see what the mechaber has to say. And the topic over here is being mitzi other people with brachas. So a very, very brief hakdama is a concept of making a bracha yourself, and there's a concept of Beroivam Hadras Melech. Now, Beroivam Hadras Melech manifests itself in two different ways. It manifests itself in just, I'm making a bracha and I'm mitzi you, that's Beroivam Hadras Melech. And there's another concept of Beroivam, so we shouldn't make a mistake because this does involve, at other times it could involve things. Another concept of Beroivam, that even if we're each making our own bracha, Kiddush Levana, for example, is the classic case. Even we each make our own bracha, the fact that you do it 10 people together is better than doing it 3 people together. Bereivam hadras melech. The more people together, the greater hadar, the greater shvach it is for the beauty it is for the Rabbeinu Shalom. So those are the two ideas, and that would be the reason behind why the idea, as we'll see, the Mechaber holds, that you would make a bracha. When you make a bracha, two people want to make the same bracha, one person should be made to the other because of this idea of Bereivam Hadras Melech. Says the Mechaber, I'll call Paris, Ushari Dvarim, fruit, anything, chutz mi pas v'yayin, except for bread and wine. We'll see why bread and wine is different. Not that it's different in the sense that we lose the idea of Bereivam, but the rules are a little bit different. If two people or more, we're eating together. So, the one person who mites to the other, even without a seba. Now, what is a seba? When they used to eat back then, a seba is when they were eating together, they would go onto sort of a lounge chair and they would be masif together. So, the Mechaber is telling us in order for me to be mites to you with my eights on my apple, we have to be having a kvias together. If I'm eating an apple and you're eating an apple while we're walking around, there's no kvias together, so I can't be mitzi you. In order for us to be mitzi each other, there has to be a kvias. Umiyu, yeshiva, so he says, but when it comes to other things, not bread and wine, you don't need the full kvias of haseba. Umiyu, yeshiva, miyu, bai, but we need at least that you should be sitting down, not standing. We'll see shortly that yeshiva today is the equivalent of Haseba back then. So today we definitely don't have a Haseba and Yeshiva concept. Yeshiva is sitting is all encompassing. The Dafka pass by Haseba. So really, Chaber tells us that we should always be mites each other with brachas, right? As long as we're having a kvias together. So by all other brachas, a sitting around the table is enough. And by Tasviyayin, you need to have Haseba to be a kvias together. However, we don't have Yeshiva Kama Hasebility. But when it comes Bizman Hazeh, that and certainly it was the time of the Mechaber, certainly Bizman Hazeh, is yeshiva is considered haseba. So therefore, there is really no difference between bread, wine, and other brachas. According to Mechaber, all brachas, as long as you're sitting around the table together, you should, one person should be mitzis adel fizeh. Lidon, the less lon haseba, there's no such concept any longer of haseba. Ein chilik bein pas v'yayin l'shav dvarim. Doesn't make a difference to be yeshiva, a filo b'pas v'yayin, echad mevaruch l'kulam, one person makes the bracha for everybody, v'shaloi b'yeshiva, you're not sitting around, v'shadvarim nami kol echad mevaruch l'atzmai, everybody makes a bracha on its own. V'hadam rinan, the echad mevaruch l'kulam, v'shadvarim chutz min ha'pas, hani mili b'bracha rishayna. This that I said that one person should make the bracha, it's my bracha rishayna. This that I told you that when it comes to that, there's no difference anymore between bread, wine, and all other things. One person makes the bracha for whoever else is eating with him. That is the bracha rishayna. When it comes to bracha achrayna, bread and there is zimun. So when there's zimun, one person can be mitzi everybody. But when it comes to everything else, it is everybody makes the bracha achrayna on their own. Now, according to Mechaber, this is not a, you know, do whichever way you want. According to Mechaber, the appropriate way, the proper way, but you don't want to lose out on the bracha, comes to your bracha rishayna. One person should make the bracha for everybody else. Comes to bracha achrayna, everybody should make the bracha on their own, except by benching, where somebody should read the benching out loud and should be might say everybody else. So, before we go to the Ramah, let's cover the Mishnah Berurah on the Mechaber. Ushadvar hayne sharim min chol mashkin, any food chutz mipasvei yayin except for bread and wine. Chutz mipasvei yayin except for bread and wine. Right to the line. Mishum dechashivi, they're more chashiv. V'darkim lekvoya aleim be'aseva. Normally, if we're eating bread together, we don't just take a sandwich and eat it in the car. At least that's what the times in the Mechaber. Lefichach, ein derech kviyas shlem ela be'aseva. It's only considered a kviyas when it comes to bread if you're doing a seva. But again, as we said, this doesn't make a difference anymore today. Echad paitas chavei, right to the line. Afilu yedei kolechad ba'atzmi levarech. Even if they each know how to make the brach on their own. Afilu hachi, echad mevarech, maitz chavei lechatchila. Each one should, one person should make the bracha and be mitzvah his friend lechatchila. How v'hu shechaveri yishma bracha. Now, in order to be mitzvah the other person, you have to listen to the bracha mitchilo avatzai from the beginning to the end. V'yechavein latzai. So you have to have a mind to be yitzah. V'lekamen b'siv beis v'halcha adav tvei. And this is better. V'roivam hadras melech. So here is an important rule to being mitzvah, although, as we're going to see shortly from the Ramah, this is not the way we're noyig, but there are times that you do want to be yitzah with a bracha from somebody else. So whether it's Kiyas Shofar, Kriyas Megillah, or because you have a suffix bracha, and therefore you're listening to somebody else to be mitzvah, you part of the basic rules, and this is where it is negayatas, basic rules of being mitzvah the bracha, you have to listen to the bracha carefully from beginning to end. You can't miss any words. And the person making the bracha has to have a mind to be yaitziyu, and then you could be mitzi. Afilu b'loy haseva, the dafke b'pasvi ayin the chashiva, when it comes to bread and wine, ha yadarkam lecha b'seva, alamitos, they would eat b'seva. B'zeh ha'yich derech ha'kiviusam, v'hischaberusam, yachad. Tongue twister. That the way that was considered that you're eating together is if you did a seva. You can't have one guy being mitzvah to the other if you're not eating together. The oz minka, the dark timeless, chaber, let's starf, biyachad, mashen, kebe, Paris, however, not when it comes to Paris. Yeshiva miyobo, you have to at least be sitting. Only if they sat down, not if they're standing. Kvias ksas akapana miyobo. You need some sort of kvias together in order to be mitzvah the other guy. This is the chatchila. Avo b'di'eved kol shekivein ha'mevarich lahaitzi v'ashemei alatzeis yatzas. Although he's telling us that you should only do this being mitzi, the system being mitzi each other is if you're all sitting together. But what happens if me and you are standing and I say, I'm going to make ha'etz be yaitza for my bracha, and you listen to the bracha, you have a mind to be yaitza. B'di'eved, you were yaitza and you would not make a bracha. Then the Mechaber told us that today is different. We don't have this differentiation between Haseba and Yeshiva. Lidon writes a lema, Lefishain Darkei Baseba. We don't generally do Haseba. Lefichach Mashani Misvadin Lieshav Yacha Beshulchan Echa, just sitting around one table. The Lechel Nechshav Lekvias, that is a Kvias Kamaya Seba. Lididi Mahani Philip Asriyayin. That is the Yeshiva today, is the equivalent of Haseba of back then. Chutz min ha'pas, ha de hiska mechaber pas hacha, mishum de pas came along, dim haim shloisha, mezamni mitzvah chaveri bebirchus hamazon. When it comes to bread, that's the only difference today, is in the bracha achrayna. If you have three people together, then one guy, according to the mechaber, should be mitzvah everybody else. Mashen ke mishar dvar bebracha achrayna, filo b'chloisha, eni mitzvah. Other stuff, when it comes to other brachas, if you are for the bracha achrayna, even if you're three together, even if you're ten together, one guy shouldn't be mitzvah to the other. Everybody should make their own bracha achrayna. Now they bring down, and we mentioned this previously, and we'll see it shortly. But the difference between the bracha rishayna and bracha achrayna, when we're doing a bracha rishayna, we are getting together to eat. We're starting our kviyas. When doing the bracha achrayna, we are sort of now ending eating, ending our kviyas together, ending our hischabras together. And we are separating. So it makes more sense, but in the bracha rishayna, we might see each other and not by the bracha achrayna. The bracha rishayna, v'atam, mishum the bracha rishayna, kalechem avich b'yis bracha. J'yidei kach mutarim lechel, henes l'fikam etzafer l'la. Everybody's gaining, and therefore mitzdarf. Al baruch shlach achilish kva ochlo v'daitel afar v'nei mitzdarf afilu yain. That's what I just said. I realized it was next to Mr. Brewer. I forgot. So therefore, when it comes to the baruch rishayna, we have one guy being mitz each other. However, baruch achrayna tzrich l'chalik, we have to separate. V'afilu kavu yachad, even if they were kaveh together, lo mahani l'zeh, ubi di eved. And kiveh lotzis m'varach gamkeh, kiveh l'itziyot. If Lamaisa, by the bracha achrayin, even though we each supposed to make the bracha achrayin separately, if Lamaisa we were had in mind to be yotzi each other, one guy had in mind to be yotzi and the other guy had in mind to be mitzi, then you are yotze. I feel like kvias klal, even though there was no kvias. Shemaya kaina works even if you didn't follow all the rules. What happens if one guy doesn't know how to make the bracha? Then this rule that we told you need to have kaviyas by the bracha achrayin, you should do it separately. That is all talking about that all the parties know how to make the bracha on their own. But if one party does not know how, then lechatchila you can always be mitz the other guy. Because atatz v'shar achrayinim the idna v'zman hazeh shemizalzen amoy moed v'bracha achrayinim that the people are being mizalzen v'bracha achrayinim. People get up and they leave without a bracha achrayinim. Yesh lismech lasekem lechatchila. So if you know people are not going to be making bracha achrayinah, then clap on the table and say, everyone listen up and be mitzi the bracha achrayinah. Shemavarach echa b'kol ram. One guy say it loud, a bracha achrayinah v'yachem yoytza yada. Filik shiay the matzul avarach. If you know people are being mezalza and they're not going to do it, then go ahead and make the bracha achrayinah out loud. Uvaprat bracha achrayinah man sholosh. She'en hakol b'kiyim ba'balpeh. Not everybody knows how to read the alamichya or the alageffen or the alaeitz balpeh. They didn't all have the alamichya cards in their shuls. So therefore, you need to go ahead and you better at least have people be yaitz of the bracha than not be yaitz of bracha at all. Toiv lasas kein mikom makom toiv yaitz of shayim or shayim amavarach milu b'yilu. If you're in that crowd and the guy's being yaitz everyone, since the bracha achrayin l'hatchilu we should all say ourselves, say along word for word with the guy, and this way you everything is good. The Ein Zimun Leperis, Hainu, the Kivin name Mitzvah Zimun Beperis, Lezdam and Yachav Eloyma Mevarach Shechalni. There is no Mitzvah of Zimun when it comes to Paris. Memele Tzarech Kol Echad Levarach La'atzmai. Everybody has to make their own bracha. Beloy Lotzeis Bebechas Havera and not be Yotze with the bracha of his friend. Ba'ailel Simon Kuf Tzadeh Gimel, Siv Kat Nevo, B'Mishnah Berurah, which we've discussed this further over there. So Lamaisa. We're going to start with the Ramah tomorrow, but Lamaisa, let's just chazer over the Chabashita. The Mechabashita is that Baraivam wins. And therefore, when it comes to the Bracha Rishayna, as long as you're sitting together, not if you're standing, but as long as you're sitting together and you're all eating the same Bracha, one guy should make the Bracha and should be Mitzi everybody else. If you're not sitting together, then each person has to make the Bracha on their own. When it comes to Bracha Achrayna, by everything, every bracha achrayin except for benching, one guy makes, each person should make their own bracha achrayin. As we said, that's really no more kvias, you're really more separating then, and therefore everybody should make it on their own. When it comes to benching, if you're doing zima, meaning you have three people or more, then one person should make the bracha out loud, and everybody should be yotze. That is the sheet of the mechaber lechatchila, that's what we should do because of Baraivam Hadras Melech. If you have somebody in the room or with you that does not know how to make a bracha, then you don't even need all these other requirements. Clearly, you should go ahead and be mitzahim, so this way that person can hear the bracha. And we learned that when it comes to bracha achrayna, to any brachas, you want to be mitzi the other, you got to listen to the person making the bracha has to be have in mind to be mitzi the other people. The person listening to the bracha have in mind to be yitzah, and you have to listen to the bracha carefully from the beginning to the end. Okay, we'll start with the remote tomorrow.